Basketball player Mac McClung won the NBA slam dunk contest this Saturday.
He started by leapfrogging over two people, one guy sitting on another guy's shoulders.
Tapping the ball on the backboard.
Before finally dunking it into the hoop.
I'm worried about the guy holding the other guy. At some point he gonna go down. Oh, that's a 50. That's a 50.
And McClung ended the contest with a 540-degree spin before yamming it home.
A couple things made the contest feel special. First, at 6'2", McClung is pretty short for a pro baller.
McClung is also in the G League. That's the feeder league for the pros.
In my situation, it's, you know, I'm not really worried what other people think, good or bad. I'm just staying the course. You know, my goal is to, you know, make an impact in the NBA, and I'm just going to keep working until that happens.
Well, NBA stars were impressed. Shaquille O'Neal went so far as to say McClung, quote, saved the dunk contest.
It's a competition some NBA fans say has needed a savior because its biggest stars refused to participate. Fans remember moments like in 2000 when NBA superstar Vince Carter jumped so high he seemed to float as his upper arm balanced from the rim.
Can I take a timeout? Can we take a timeout?
But NBA writer Katie Heindel sees it differently.
It hasn't really been this arena for superstars. It's been an arena for NBA kind of up-and-comers.
And she says the act of dunking itself is worth celebrating.
There's a kind of intense alchemy of not just skill and timing, but like luck. And dunks themselves are inherently the best product of basketball.
Heindel admits she's a bit of a dunk contest apologist. She has a tattoo on her arm that reads dunk contest. But she has a point that some of the most fun dunks in NBA history came from players outside the spotlight.
Like in 1992, that is when Cedric Ceballos dunked blindfolded.
I'm not believing this. Blind, here comes Ceballos. Yes!
Or in 1986, when 5'6" Spud Webb won the NBA contest over the human highlight reel Dominique Wilkins.
Spud Webb comes through in the clutch to put the pressure on Dominique.
Spud Webb is now the president of basketball operations for the NBA G League team, the Texas Legends, and he says he's excited for the exposure this contest has brought to the G League and to a potential up-and-coming NBA player in McClung.
You know, I work in the G League, so it sheds light on us, too. But I was telling people, man, the guy can play. His energy level, I think it's a place for him.
You hear that, superstars? Keep warming that bench. It is the G League that owns the future.